Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
An evil terrorist and arms dealer is trying to kidnap the President of the United States, but he has to deal with the Vice President, played by Morgan Freeman, in London Has Fallen.
Amir Bakawi.
Number 6 on the 10 list.
What do you want?
Your president.
That's not going to happen.
And making sure it won't happen during a state funeral for the British Prime Minister is intrepid Secret Service agent Mike Banning, who we met before in the previous movie, Olympus Has Fallen, played by Gerard Butler, here waging a one-man war on hordes of unspeakably vicious terrorists who are hoping to kill, torture, and eventually execute President Aaron Eckhart.
You don't let them take me. If it comes to it, I want you to kill me. That's an order.
London is just the first stop. Just imagine every major city descending into chaos.
And the movie itself is not too chaotic. In fact, it's fast-moving and effective, though obviously there are some real problems with credibility. Unlike real-life terrorist attacks, which involve at most a few dozen people, here, London is swarmed by hundreds of bad guys. Angela Bassett is back from the first film as director of the Secret Service, and the R-rated fight scenes are skillfully staged, but are often brutal and in fact gleefully sadistic. London Has Fallen may be a guilty pleasure for Americans eager to see some kind of appropriately cruel and vicious payback against cruel and vicious enemies of civilization. 2.5 stars for London Has Fallen.